Praise God, good morning. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalms and let us read Psalm 61. Book of Psalms, and let's read Psalm 61. Stay here my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me, and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the cupboard of thy wings. For thou, O God, has heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. Thou wilt prolong the king's life, and his year as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. Oh, prepare mercy and truth, which may preserve him. So will I sing in praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. Let's pray. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, magnify you. Come before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us. We thank you for your presence in our lives. We thank you for your support and your mercy. Let us come to God and let us ask him forgiveness for all our sins. Ask him forgiveness for your disobedience, your late also obedience, whatever sin you are doing against God, ask him forgiveness. We thank you, Lord, for the forgiveness we have in the blood of Jesus. We thank you for all that you give us and provide for us in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the eternal life. Let's start to thank God about all the good things that he gave us. Thank you for the cleansing by the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, God. We magnify you, Lord. O God, let your name be lifted up. Let your name be magnified, O God. We thank you for the good health, strength, the provision, the protection, the guidance, your word, your church that you had placed us. Thank you for everything that we have received from you. Let's now come to God and ask him our needs. Whatever you need is, whether big or small, God is able to provide and to give according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus our Lord. O God, hear our prayers. Hear our cry for mercy, Lord. Hear us as we pray, O God. Hear, Lord, our brothers and sisters who are here and also our brethren in other places. Whatever their need is, you give them. You give them, Lord, and provide for them. Let's pray for one another also. If you know any brother or sister has need, let's pray for them. Hear our prayers, O God. Hear us as we pray, as we call on your name to help our brothers and sisters, those who are sick, those who are in need, those who have problem. We are praying for them, Lord. Hear us, O God. Pray now for your families, pray for our families. Pray for your wife, pray for your husband. Pray for your children, pray for also your siblings, your parents. Hear our prayers, O God. Bless each and every family. Pray for each husband to lead his family in the fear of yours, that he will put you as head over his life. I pray for all the wives to be submissive to their husband in everything, as they are leading the family in the right way. Pray for both parents to give instructive, also advice to their children, and give them the word of God, and help them to follow you. Pray for children to be submissive to their parents, O God. I pray for blessing that you give and bestow upon each and every family, O Lord. Let every family shine, that others may see Christ through their life. Pray now for your job, the place that you are working. Pray for your boss. Pray for your company, pray for whatever place you are working, pray that they will prosper and that you will be a good example. You will tell them about Christ and you will work diligently, that you will speak also to your colleagues. You will bring them to Christ and to His kingdom. And I pray for blessing upon all these companies for the sake of your people who are working there. Provide for them, O God, so that they will receive their salaries on time. In the name of Jesus, sustain them. Watch over them, O God, that they will be a good example to others. They will tell others about you. They will speak also your goodness to the people whom they are meeting. I pray for each and every member to be faithful to you, to bring what is due to you from tithe and offering, and also from bringing first fruit. O God, hear our prayers. Hear our cry for mercy, God. Pray now for your colleagues, for your neighbors, for your friends, whether they are here or back home, also your relative. Pray for the people that you are meeting every day. Let's pray for all these people that Christ may reveal Himself to them through our lives, that we will speak the word of God to them and share the gospel to them. Hear our prayers, O God. Hear our cry for mercy, Lord, for all these people. I pray that salvation will come to them, that you will reveal yourself to them, O God, in vision and in dreams. Give us boldness to preach your words, stretch out your hand and do miracles, O God, that people may know you are true God. Help us to raise them with Bible studies, messages. I pray also, Lord, that we will continue to evangelize and do the work of yours. Let's pray for this place that God put His church here in UAE. And let's pray also for the rest of the places that the church has had expanded, in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Pakistan, also America, also Australia, and also other places in Africa. Let's pray. Oh God, we pray that you give us favor from all these governments, that whatever needs we have, logistic needs, whatever also, Lord, papers or documents needed, you will be the one to provide for us. God, provide us an office that comes from you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, so that we'll have our own credentials and that your name will be magnified and glorified, O God. Lord, we pray also that we will evangelize, we come with ourselves to pray for the lost, to pray for their salvation. And we come with ourselves also, Lord, that we'll be good citizens in all these places, that we'll obey the rules and be good examples to all who are non-believers around us. Lord, bless our church. Just pray now for the church. Pray for yourself. Pray for your ministry. Pray that you will be once again filled and refilled with the Holy Ghost to go and preach and serve the Lord. Thank you, God. I pray, Lord, the refilling of the Holy Spirit. Refill us once again with the Holy Ghost. And help us, Lord, to go and evangelize. God, I pray for the vision of the church to be fulfilled, multiplication and peace with implementing the whole will of God. I pray for more disciples to be reached out and made, more people to get water baptized. I pray also, Lord, for more Bible studies and congregation to be planted. I pray, protect us all from COVID-19 and this pandemic, give us good health. I pray that each and every one of us do his best to express the fruit of the Holy Spirit, love, peace, joy, kindness, gentleness, self-control, perseverance, long-suffering, that we will be a good example to others, that they will see Christ in us, humility, generosity, self-control, long-suffering. You will be the one to mold us, O God, as we are willing to submit our lives into your hand. I pray, Lord, more people to be filled and refilled with the Holy Ghost. Pray for gift of tongues to be given, gift of also interpretation of tongues, gift of healing, gift of faith, O God, gift of evangelism, pastoring, teaching, prophesying, whatever spiritual gifts and talents we need as a church, you will help us, you will provide for us so that we can continue to serve. You are a merciful God. You know everything and you know the struggle that we are passing through, and you will be the one to help us to do whatever it is needed, O God. And we pray today for our worship. O God, we pray for the anointing upon the songs, worship leaders, O God, and also all the instruments, our voices, anointing upon, and also Lord, anoint the message, O God, anoint also the giving, anoint all the things that we are going to do. Let your name be lifted up, let your name be magnified, and let your name be glorified. That's all we ask and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Let's all stand.
We see your face to face. Singing and into your courts with praise, and into your gates with thankful hearts. Yes, Father.
Oh. Save, take care.
Yes, Lord, we thank you for this time you give us to worship you. Oh, Lord, even this time as we sit to listen to your word, speak to us and guide us and direct us to do the work of yours and your will. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let us be seated. It's time to collect our tithes and our offering and our festive food. Let's bring them to the house of God. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you for all that you give us and you provided for us, Lord. And even this time as we bring to you our tithes and our offering and our first fruit, we trust you, Lord, that you will open the windows of heaven and bless us. And you will pour us so much a blessing in our life that we have no place to keep. And Lord, we trust you, Lord, that you are going to rebuke the devourer in our life, O God, and you will help us and guide us to go on and save you and do the work of yours. I pray for those who have no job, you give them job and income. I pray also, Lord, for those who are in need, provide their needs, O God. I pray for faithfulness upon everyone. I pray for good stewardship of how to manage finances. Thank you, Lord. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's open our Bible to the book of Jonah. And let's read chapter 3. The whole chapter, Jonah chapter 3. Say the word of God came unto Jonah the second time, saying, Arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. So Jonah arose and went unto Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceeding great city of a 3 days' journey. And Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey, and he cried and said, yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. So the people of Nineveh believed God, and proclaimed a fast, and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them even to the least of them. For word came unto the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, and he laid his robe from him, and covered him with sackcloth and sat in ashes. And he caused it to be proclaimed and published through Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, Let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed nor drink water, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily unto God. Yea, let them turn everyone from his evil way and from the violence that is in their hands. Who can tell if God will turn and repent and turn away from his fierce anger, that we perish not? And God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way, and God repented of the evil that he had said that he would do unto them, and he did it not. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, magnify you. We adore you, Lord. We come to hear your word. You anoint our minds and our ears and our hearts to be attentive to the message, to understand what you are speaking, each and every one of us. I pray the fear of God shall be upon each and every one of us who are here and other places, that this message will impact your people with the gospel, with their needs. Help them to go on and do the things that you want them to do. We thank you, God. We bless you. That's our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Say in verse 1, and the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time. This is here the Lord start again to speak to Jonah. This is the second time God start to speak. And when Jonah was willing to listen to God, when Jonah repented and was willing to commit himself to do the vow that he vowed, and after God had ordered the big fish, the whale, to vomit Jonah, as we read in chapter 2, verse 10, and the Lord spoke unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. After that, the Lord spoke to Jonah for the second time, and the Lord was saying to him, arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. Again, God spoke to him, and God will speak to us to go and to preach the message that God will put in our mouth and mind and convict us to go and preach to them. And also here we can see that when Jonah was willing to obey God, God spoke to him. In the same way, if you want God to speak to you, say to the Lord, I am willing to obey. Or if he asks you something, commit yourself to do it, and you will see that the Lord will speak to you once again. Some people, they say, God is not speaking to me. Why God is not speaking to me? The point here, if you are not willing to obey, God will not going to speak to you. But when you are willing to obey, God will come back to you, and he will commission you, and he will tell you of what you need also to do. Here we read that this is the second time God came to Jonah and spoke to him to go to Nineveh. He again asked him the same things. He asked him before to go to Nineveh. Now when he came to him second time, he did not change the mission. When God commissions you to do something and you don't do, God will work on you to on your attitude to be changed. Whatever it takes you, months or years or days, God will not change the task and the assignment that he has commissioned you to do. And then he will come back to you again with the same assignment and the same mission and the same work that he needs to go on and save you. Amen. So whatever taking time, that will be a waste, and you need to commit yourself to do the work, because God will not change his mind to change your mission. Some people, they try to twist the arm of God. They want to twist his arm so that they will do their own. They will go in the direction that they want. It will not work. Finally, God will overcome and you need to obey. In verse 3, so Jonah arose and went unto Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Praise God. Now, Jonah was convinced and he behaved that he needed to go to Nineveh and he will go with the word of God. And he say he went according to the word of God, not according to his wishes, not according to his opinion, not according to some people's opinion, but he went to Nineveh according to the word of God. And that's what God wants us to achieve and do, that we go according to his word. Now, Nineveh was an exceeding a great city of 3 days' journey. Now here, The city of Nineveh was a great city. And how we know great city? Because it needs 3 days that you can roam around the city. And the size of Nineveh at that time, it was bigger than Babylon. Not in size, but even it was more powerful than Babylon. That's another point. Why God wanted Jonah to go there? Because he needed to preach the word of God to them for this great city. In every place you are, listen. In every place you are, God wanted to preach his word to the people who are around you. There is a mission that God had prepared for you. And the Lord wanted you to go on and do that mission. And it says also in verse 3, now Nineveh was an exceeding great city of 3 days' journey. It needed 3 days for Jonah or for anybody to explore or to reach all the places of Nineveh. You know, if you walk per hour, how many kilometers you walk per hour? How many miles you can walk? Let's say like you can walk 2 miles in 1 hour. If you walk per day 10 hours, then you will finish 20 miles per day. How about 3 days? 20 multiplied by 3, it will be 60 miles. That was the size of the city of Nineveh. That is what, it may be bigger. But what this is the approximate we can say that for Jonah to finish, to preach all around the city. And that's why also God sent him there for that purpose. And in verse 4, we can read, and Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey, and he cried and said, yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. That was the mission. That was his message that God put in his heart and mind to say that this is a terrible message. He is telling them, 40 days and God will overthrow your city. That was his message. He was doing it with compassion, with conviction that God wants him to preach such message to those people. Now here, the question that what made Jonah be able to cry and speak such terrible message to the Ninevites who are very cruel people? You know, how he have the courage, how he was able to speak such a message there? You know, they may tell him, who are you to come? And they may even kill him on the spot. Because the message he is telling them, God will overthrow your city. He is an Israelite. And the Ninevites previously had invaded Israel. And now the message, maybe they think that because we entered their territory and destroyed them, now this man is coming and he's saying that your city will be overthrown. So that needs a very great courage from Jonah to say, but what was the driver for Jonah to say that message? You know, I will tell you what was inside Jonah that moving him to preach such kind of preaching, such terrible message with such a courage. You know, when God allowed Jonah to be swollen in the big fish, let's read chapter 2, verse 1 of Jonah chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. Let's read it. It says, then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly. See what he said, and said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. He prayed and God hear him. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou hearest my voice. Jonah was in hell. And you know, there are people God have taken to hell. God have taken people literally to hell. And I believe also Jonah, that when he put him in that place, it was like a hell for him. And you know those people who came back from hell? You see them, they are preaching violently because they have seen the judgment of God with their eyes. And that's why, you know, Jonah, when he was there, when he was in hell, you know, to be in that place, you know, some they say even Jonah, his skin was burned. You know why? Why the skin was burned? Because all the digestive enzymes of the whale had burned his skin even. And maybe he was, when he was preaching to them, up to the point that if they would see him, it was a terrible message. And we can read in verse 5, you say that, so the people of Nineveh believe God and proclaim a fast and put sackcloth from the greatest of them even to the least of them. You know, we have read that for Jonah to finish the whole city, he needs three days. But now only in one day, when he preached, speak that the people of Nineveh believe God, all of them, not part of the city. All of them, because the message was terrible, it came with the conviction of the Holy Spirit. You know, Jonah was convicted that the judgment of God is coming, as he saw it by his eyes there, and he may tell to the people, you see myself what had happened to me when I run away from God. God can do more. And when the people, they hear this, how the whole city hear about it? Because then when the message is terrible, the other people who hear it, they believe, and they spread it to the other people around them. And the Bible say that they came with the fasting, they start to fast, and they put sackcloth on them and cover themselves with sackcloth, and they sat down in ashes. Now we know that fasting, putting on sackcloth and sitting ash, this is the Israelites do when they fast to God, when they repent, when they turn from their sin to God. But now these are Ninevites. How they come to know these things? Possibly when they invaded Judah before, when they invaded Israel before, they come to know about their religion, and part of it or is fasting. Or maybe when Jonah was preaching to them, he told them about his fasting. He told them what they need to do if they would ask. He made explain to them. So here, what we understand, we need to go to any place that God is sending us. Even they are cruel people, we need to go because God can change such kind of people. It said that Nineveh was a great city, you need 3 days. And Jonah conquered the city in one day. He has no weapon, no army with him, but with the gospel of Jesus, with the word of God. That is the weapon that is the God had put in our hands and mouth as a church. So we need to continue. We need to preach. We need to obey God, and God will convict sinners. We are not responsible to convince people. We are responsible to say what God wants us to say with the conviction, with fully believing that God will bring His judgment, with full obedience. God Himself will convict the people. Apostle Paul said to the Thessalonians, if we read 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, that the message that he brought to them was accompanied by the conviction of the Holy Spirit. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 4 to 7, Apostle Paul says, knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God. For our gospel came not unto you in word only. He said, our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost. That's when we preach, when we open our mouth. The Holy Spirit will speak through us. And in mild assurance, as ye know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. And ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost, so that ye were examples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. And also Apostle Paul told them in chapter 2 and verse 13, it's not only they were convicted with the Holy Spirit when they hear the word of God, but they took it as the word of God. They took it as if God was speaking to them. As he told them in verse 13, chapter 2, verse 13, for this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the word of God which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in the truth, the word of God, which effectually worked also in you that believeth. So here, when we preach, the Holy Spirit will continue to convict people. He will change them. He will transform their lives. Here we find here in the book of Jonah that the Ninevites, the cruel people, they after they hear the message of Jonah, that 40 days, they were given 40 days and the city overthrown, you know, they just look at him, you know, Jonah, Israelites, he came out of the big fish, his skin is burned with acid, you know, and discoloration in his skin. With such a message, God worked and they repented. And you know, in verse 6 it says, for word came unto the king of Nineveh. Oh, even the king of Nineveh hear about it, hear the message. They tell him the message about Jonah. For word came unto the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, and he laid his robe from him, and covered him with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. Even the king, when he hear about it, you know, he was shaken. He was shaken, he get out from his throne, he remove his robe, he put sackcloth and he sit in ashes. Imagine that cruel king will be going to repent. You know, maybe the Ninevite, when after they hear the message, maybe it came to their mind, maybe that, oh, because we invaded Israel, now God will destroy us. What we will do? And maybe, you know, even Jonah told them about God, he put me 3 days in the big fish. You don't know God what would do to you. I don't know what he told them, but they were shaken. They were shaken when they heard the message of the Lord. Even now the king, the first one who received the message, the first one who fast, and he announced fasting, this is verse 7, and he caused it to be proclaimed and published through Nineveh by the decree of the king and his robbers, saying, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock take anything, let them not feed nor drink water. He announced fasting, animal, human, everyone fasting, no water and no food. He was terrified with the message. And in verse 8, but let man, instead of eating and drinking and feasting, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily unto God. Yea, let them turn everyone from his evil way and from the violence that is in their hands. He is telling them, you cover with sackcloth and start to cry to God. Start to pray, start to repent, turn to God. And what he's told them also, you turn away from your evil way. He start to preach. He told them, stop your violence. Stop your evil way. Drinking, immoralities, fighting, cheating, stealing, taking advantage. This is all evil way. And violence, they were having violence because they want to do wrong things by their own power. He told them, stop the evil and stop the violence. Cry to God now. These are the things that God, for this reason, has sent Jonah to that place. He commanded them to cry to God, to fast, to put sackcloth, change their lifestyle. After one day, Jonah, the priest, the message continued. The king himself started to preach himself. He's the one who announced fasting, not Jonah. Jonah, yes, he gave the message. There is power when we give the message, the Holy Spirit working. We need to give. People will be shaken. That's what happened there in Nineveh. You know, in verse 9, it says, who can tell if God will turn and repent and turn away from his fierce anger that we may perish not? He tell them, he was pleading the mercy of God. You know, with his statement, he is confessing that they were sinners, they were wicked people. That's what he's saying. God may turn and spare us because we are sinners. That is the message that he is telling to the people. He is confessing that they are doing evil, they have violence, and they are having wickedness, and they need to repent. That is, the king humbled himself totally before the message that God sent to him through Jonah. And you see here in verse 10, it says, And God saw their works. God saw their works. You know, repentance is when we turn from our sins and we start to do the good work, assignment, things God assigned for us. When God saw their works, when they stop evil, God saw their work. When they stop immorality, God saw their work. When they stop cheating, God saw their work. God turned from the evil. When God saw their work, when they stop fighting and violence and doing their own will, God saw their work. John the Baptist, he say in Matthew chapter 3, verse 8, bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance. Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance. That is what God wants to see. Work of repentance. Good work. Fruit of repentance. Apostle Paul, when Jesus appeared to him and he caused him to be blinded, Apostle Paul repented from his evil ways, from his violence. And you know, Apostle Paul from that day was obedient to the heavenly vision. He started to do good work in preaching the gospel in obedience to the heavenly vision that God had given to him. In Acts chapter 26 and verse 19 and 20, when he was in the front of King Agrippa, and in verse 19, he said, whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision, but show affairs unto them of Damascus, and at Jerusalem, and throughout all the coast of Judea, and then to the Gentiles, that they should repent. Hallelujah. and turn to God and do works made for repentance. When God saw their work, hallelujah, when God saw their works, when he saw them, they changed Nineveh city, that they turned from their evil way. And God repented of David that he had said that he would do unto them, and he did it not. That's why we need, even to the wicked people, we need to go to them. Who knows, God can change them. He can make them good people. He can make them disciples. They can be our co-workers in the Lord. Hallelujah. God wants us to obey him. What we hear from the message today, that we need to be obedient to the heavenly vision. We learn the principles. Maybe when I am speaking, God has spoken to you a lot more things. Listen to God. Obey the principle of the word of God. Let's all stand. Let us commit our life to him, to save him. Let us not be disobedient to the heavenly vision, but obedient to the calling of God. Yes, we sang, we adore you. Let us obey him. Let us follow his word. Let us follow his commands. Oh God, we thank you. We bless you, Lord. We magnify you, Jesus. Yes, O God. We continue to serve you, Lord. We will go wherever the place you send us to preach your word. O God, take your word, O God, and spread it. And let your name be lifted up. And let your name be magnified. And let your Lord be honored in our midst, that we will continue to serve you. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. O God, you bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us. And keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.